Kieran?
Paper 16 discusses a submission we received inquiring about the disclosure in paragraph 77E of IAS 16. This disclosure requires entities for assets carried under the revaluation model to disclose the amount of those assets that would have been carried at had they been carried under the cost model. Now, in particular, the submitter was concerned about the need to capitalize borrowing costs to meet this disclosure requirement. The submitter asserted that because IAS 23 excludes qualifying assets at fair value from the need to capitalize borrowing costs, that in turn it was unnecessary to capitalize these borrowing costs for the disclosure requirement in IAS 16. The submitter also asserted that to capitalize borrowing costs just to meet a disclosure requirement would be onerous and costly. Now, we think that the requirement in IAS 16 is quite clear. And in order to meet that requirement, in accordance with IAS 23, the amount of borrowing costs capitalized would have to be reflected. And this is noted by the submitter in the submission as well, that a reading would lead to that conclusion. Therefore, we think that the submission is less about whether or not borrowing costs should be capitalized to meet this requirement, but more about whether the disclosure in IAS 16 should be removed. Now, we did a little bit of outreach with users, and the feedback we received was generally that this disclosure is useful and that it helps to ensure consistency. And therefore, given the feedback from users and given that the requirements in current IFRS are clear, the staff are recommending not to add this issue to the EFRIX agenda.
Comments? Pat?
Oh, I didn't have a comment. I agree.
Joanna?
I agree that technically that is what is required by the standard. I disagree with some of your analysis around saying that it is a valuable disclosure, and you know, it provides comparability and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because I'm sorry, as a fair value, I will not use the word I was going to use. It doesn't provide any comparability at all, because these things could happen years ago, capitalization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is no comparability when you're using historical cost accounts for property, plant and equipment. But it's there, so it is currently a requirement. So I agree with your conclusion. I don't agree with some of your analysis to get there, and I would therefore actually, in terms of the words in the rejection notice, where we actually say that it enables them to compare, so the third, last line of the third paragraph, I would remove, because I don't think that is appropriate. And the other thing is, the actual last question in their submission was actually around, notwithstanding the outcome of this proposal, we question the relevance of the disclosure and propose that that be deleted. You haven't addressed that. I personally would absolutely support it. But you haven't addressed it, and I don't know why we haven't addressed it and whether we should address it.
Michael, you wanted to...
I just say, I mean, you're right, we haven't explicitly addressed it, but by saying that we've heard that it's useful, I think that's implicitly saying, therefore, we wouldn't propose it's deleted.
Yes, I'm saying that.
John?
I mean, I agree that the disclosure is required by the standard. I actually don't think that PP&E is actually, that's subsequently measured at fair value, is actually under the exemption in paragraph 4A of IAS 23. Because to me, that exemption only applies to assets measured at fair value upon initial recognition. And the PP&E is measured at cost upon initial recognition, and then there's a choice of cost or fair value for subsequent measurement. So I actually don't think paragraph 4A of IAS 23 applies to PP&E. I think the only, like Joanna, I think that there's certain comments on the usefulness that I think sort of overstate the value of the disclosure. But I mean, if that's the feedback that's come from users, that there's some information value in this, I mean, fair enough, that's the feedback that's come. I'm not sure comparability would be what I would find between, and that's not the information value of the disclosure to me. So,
Others? Sandy, since we're talking about users?
No, I agree with the conclusions in the paper. You know, I think the conversation with respect to it's not useful because it's not comparable is really an argument in totality against historical cost, because it's not comparable between entities because they bought them all at different times. And people sometimes forget that. So it's sort of ironic that that's coming up now in the conversation, because that's our complete argument against the use of historical cost and why we find fair value information more relevant. But when people have choices, some people want to move from fair value back to amortized cost so that at least it's you know, the same old or the same old uncomparable basis, but you know, people do like to do that. So I mean, I agree with the staff's conclusion. So
Luca?
I totally agree with the staff position.
Shelley?
Nothing to add from me, thank you.
Okay. All right, let me try again. What I think I've heard is general agreement with the staff conclusion. And the one sentence of the agenda notice that people have questioned, perhaps reasonably, is the last sentence of the penultimate paragraph, in which we make noted that this requirement enables users. That may be gratuitous. So what I would propose is that we remove that sentence from the agenda notice, but that otherwise it stands as approved. John?
I would also suggest removing at the end of the first paragraph, for which borrowing costs are not capitalized in accordance with IAS 23, but paragraph 4A. I don't think that's correct for PP&E.
Not sure how it holds together if we delay. I understand your point. I'm just not sure how the notice holds together then, because that was what the submitter asked, I think.
I think they're asking if you measure at fair value, if your subsequent measurement of PP&E is at fair value, do you have to make the cost disclosure under 77E? Seems to me that if when I'm initially recognizing PP&E, I'm recognizing it at cost, so IAS 23 would require me to capitalize borrowing costs. That then, once when I move to subsequent measurement, I then measure at fair value. The question is that disclosure still required?
Okay, so we need to add something rather than
just put a full stop after at revalued amounts and get rid of the rest. It still reads right, I think.
So you delete the for which borrowing costs. All right. That sounds good. Any other objections or clarifications? Okay, we'll go on. Okay. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.